Thus, the relay of transactional data in such volumes, the ones which we've mentioned in the previous slide, helps to maintain a close working relationship between retailers and vendors to predict consumer demand, shorten the lead times, reduce inventory holding, and thereby save costs. So, as we've seen, these elements are the first being the consumer demand can be predicted by the amount of purchases that they make of specific goods or items. The lead time can be shortened because these particular items can be procured in a better way, can be stocked in larger quantities, can be displayed in better locations in the store. The inventory definitely will reduce because unwanted items or goods will not be purchased in bulk quantities, and hence will all lead to increase in revenue and saving in costs. Retailing database also helps in tracking purchase behavior through demographic and psychographic information. So, information pertaining to the lifestyle of the consumer, the age, the gender, okay, the sector that they serve, and so on, provide valuable information. This clearly is an indication of technology serving as an effective means to build the retail business and not just restricted to supporting and improving the operational efficiency. So this is an extremely important fact. The use of electronic communication like e-marketing could well be a cost-effective form of attracting and retaining of customers. Here there is a lot of saving of papers which goes in pamphlets. There is a lot of saving of a real estate space which goes in the formation of a retail outlet. There's a lot of saving because of elimination in middlemen and so on. With the internet penetration and awareness on the rise in the country, e-marketing does prove to be a good communication tool. So nowadays, as you know, there are many deals available over the emails, which actually inform you about the kind of, you know, retail outlets present, the kind of malls which have discounts and so on. The use of technology could further be extended to home shopping, direct mails and telemarketing. So as we know, many of us nowadays shop from the home. There are in fact dedicated television channels and internet websites and portals towards this particular facility. We all know about a television channel called as Home Shop 18, wherein you can shop for various electronic items, household goods such as mops. You can shop for different consumer electronics. You can shop for mobile phones and so on. It can also facilitate growth in newer applications like kiosks, intelligent vending machines, PC net shops, etc. So kiosks are self-vending machines. We might have all seen certain kiosks in malls wherein you click the button, you pay, and you get something like a cold drink or some other good or service. So intelligent vending machines are similar concept, and PC net shops. Now we look at the concept of staying ahead of the competition. With the advent of e-commerce, the traditional view that a high exchange rate benefits domestic retailers has been discredited. As the dollar appreciates, domestic retailers are forced to compete against the international retailers whose prices become increasingly attractive. So what's happening now is that the exchange rate is being discredited. People are actually looking at buying from international retailers because of the price barriers being reduced. Recent technological and banking innovations have further facilitated the growth of e-commerce. So you can buy from an international concern which has a local logistics outlet or a distribution outlet. So you no longer are restricted to buying from domestic retailers. With a rapid rise in the internet connectivity, consumers are likely to become more comfortable with online purchases. So nowadays it's becoming a norm to purchase from the internet. Many of us are used to buying our tickets. Many of us are used to buying clothing or shoes, from the internet. So it's becoming more acceptable now. It's becoming a kind of a norm as the days go by. As retailers strive to maximize business results through growth and increasing profit margins, they face more demanding customers. New regulations, globalization, and the destabilizing effects of technological advancement. So this is a very important point to understand how the particular growth is happening. To achieve full connectivity between disparate applications, retailers must share information such as transaction data, out of stock notifications, alerts, and many others in real time, instead of simply coordinating data movement. All these require complex transformations, normalizations, and movement of data. Service orientation promises to help retailers in integrating existing applications and components and to make data available for reuse. So there are a lot of intricacies involved in the applications. Disparate applications need to connect. Disparate meaning applications coming from different vendors having different business logics. So if there is, for example, an application for security which is provided by Oracle, there might be another cloud-based retail application which might be provided by IBM. There might be another SAP-based application which helps with accounting. So these are disparate applications which need to interface with each other, which need to be in sync with each other so as to provide the maximum benefits and stay ahead of competition. In this context, the retailers need service-oriented architectures that incorporate enterprise-class data transformation and integration services to address complex data integration requirements such as data synchronization and information hubs. So this is what we spoke about in the last slide, where we actually focused on the requirement or the need for synchronization amongst different applications to ensure maximum uptime and to avoid potentially costly and disastrous network outages. Retailers from small and medium businesses to large enterprise retailers must address these integration issues before it is too late. So it's extremely important to actually address a lot of issues arising out of the disparate applications. Now let us look at the need for innovation. In this context, the retailers must create rich customer experience, develop a transparent, collaborative, real-time supply chain, offer multi-channel data management, especially with regard to their call center. So the functions of many of the large retail applications also have a backbone of call centers, wherein calls such as complaint calls, other types of calls reach them and they are actually worked upon. Also, retailers must consider the management of prices through the different pricing strategies that exist and consider point of sale transformation. So we are going to cover many of these aspects in detail in the forthcoming chapters, specifically aspects like multi-channel data management, point of sale transformation, so on. Thus, we will discuss the points in detail, the first being creating of the rich customer experience. So creating engaging customer experience deals with how quickly and smoothly an item can be checked out, availability of information for the customer, right products on the shelf, and so forth. So it's a practical visualization of the needs and requirements of the customer. For example, today being a Sunday, let us say in the evening time, you want to go out, you want to buy yourselves some groceries, some household items along with some things like footwear or apparels. You walk into a retail store, a huge mall like a big bazaar, which has all these facilities. So what you would like is a chaos-free or a commotion-free atmosphere, which is difficult to get, but at least if you have the displays right in place, okay, if you have shorter lines, then and people who are available to inform you about the products, you will definitely feel good. If these things are not in place, then your customer experience will be very poor or will be negative. These issues are dependent on the quality of in-store solutions. Okay, so these are very important elements. Also, a real-time inventory tracking system will alert the staff to order and/or restock the shelf based on the sales data. So it's extremely important for us to understand this particular aspect. Retailers thus must develop a transparent, collaborative, real-time supply chain. This issue is related to the ability of the enterprise retailer to manage inventory and orders in real time and to optimize the inventory stock and minimize the out-of-stock situation or just-in-time inventory. So, intelligent inventory solutions need to be developed with the help of the supply chain, which happens in a transparent and a collaborative manner. In this context, the retailers also must offer multi-channel data management, especially with regard to call centers. So, as devices proliferate in stores, proliferate is as they start interfacing with each other, as they act in cognizance with each other, and broadband availability grows. So, there is an internet accessibility, a real-time movement of data and information. The gap between different retailing channels is narrowing. This is related to providing customers the ability to order a product over the phone or the web and pick it up from the store. The experience should be seamless to the end customer. So the end customer should have a really smooth or a seamless experience from such retailing outlets. So the IT applications that support such outlets should be really robust and should actually help in creating such an experience for the customer. Retailers also in this condition or case must consider the important aspect of price management. This issue is related to the ability of retailers to upload price updates seamlessly to all stores. So if a Big Bazaar location in Mumbai, let us say if it is the headquarters of Big Bazaar or in New Delhi, plans some promotional schemes, they should also be percolated to all the other outlets which are spread across the country. These can include aspects like promotional price updates, new item introductions, pricing strategies, and so on and so forth. Retailers also must consider point of sale transformation or POS transformation. Typically, the attitude of the retailers is that the current POS platform works or it is good enough. Well, POS is nothing but a point of sale where the actual goods are bought by the customers, where they are billed for those particular goods or items. However, the critical factors ignored by the retailers are the cost and impact that the legacy system has on the overall enterprise. So many of the companies today have old systems or old POS systems which they are still working on. So these old systems or these obsoletely or becoming systems are called as legacy systems. And legacy systems problem is they're getting obsolete soon. They take time and effort to operate and they cannot actually sync with the other applications. So this creates a huge or a wide range of problems. Increasing maintenance costs, support costs, and the limitations posed by the legacy systems for marketing and merchandising are completely ignored when thinking about the POS systems. So these are some important or vital elements which need a key consideration, which many of the retail outlets, you know, do not consider. So retailers are now forced to rethink about the POS systems and must move from a traditional point of sale to a point of service system, which is more flexible and supports modern store technologies such as customer loyalty, self-service, and advanced payment options. So things which are done empathetically from the point of providing the best service to the customers are now the need of the day, which are supposedly the point of service systems, not just the conventional point of sale systems. Now let us take a look at the important element of need for innovation in the systems which cater to the retail requirements. So we we'll look at certain critical challenges in the IT industry. These can be summarized as the boosting of sales, the reduction in costs, the turning of inventory into faster ways, like the presence of JIT systems or the critical inventory for only the good or the goods or items which are sold higher or faster, and share knowledge rapidly. So there are many challenges to the industry which need to be resolved in an innovative manner. So to stay competitive, retailers must address these challenges by building a real-time enterprise. What we mean by real-time enterprise is that information and data should be provided to people in a real-time basis. Details from the consumer should be understood in a quick basis. In summary, shortcomings of current retail scenarios are soiled applications both within the store, within the enterprise, and within the store and enterprise. So certain obsolete or legacy or corrupt applications, tightly coupled integration, so integration which is not flexible, which is not smooth, huge latency in information exchange. So there is a huge hidden time or there's a huge delay in the exchange of information. File based communication, single threaded communication. So these are slow means of communication. There is no multitasking happening. People are still using singular threads. Limitation on how quickly retailers can react to the customer complaints. And this is a cause of irritation, or this is a cause of customer agitation. Limitations on adapting new and emerging technologies, and lack of visibility to the store manager on key performance indicators. So certain key responsibility areas, certain key performance indicators are not understood by people who man the stores, and thus becomes one of the shortcomings of current retail scenarios. Now let's take a look at the benefits of internet retailing. E-tailing, either as an extension of existing retail or distribution business or an altogether new startup, has many advantages or benefits. Traditional brick and mortar stores are placing more emphasis or more importance on their electronic channels and evolving multi-channel retailers, into multi-channel retailers to increase their reach and support their retail channels. So today, many of the brick and mortar or the traditional type of retailers also have an online presence to supplement what they are doing. Okay, so people who are not able to shop physically, they can visit these websites and shop through e-tailing. The next benefit of internet retailing is that the new startups in e-retailing can be launched from a small room with one PC attached with the outside world through the internet. So what do you require to propagate a message from an email campaign? Simply an MS Outlook server or a Gmail or some other internet related or email related server. You do not require huge amounts of space for that. So So a worldwide campaign can be created from the comfort of one small room with one PC attached. The electronic channel gives the existing brick store retailers an opportunity to reach new markets. In fact, we are not going to discuss more in detail because we have done so in many of the previous slides for this point. For existing retailers, it is an extension to leverage their skills and grow revenues and profits without creating an altogether new business. E-retailing overcomes some limitations of the traditional formats. For instance, the customers can shop from the comfort of their homes. So e-retailing is extremely simple. It's a very convenient kind of retailing for the consumers or customers. Nowadays, as you know, the traffic is building up in the major cities. So going to a mall or physically traveling to a particular retail outlet has become very tiresome. It's become very boring. It's become very cumbersome. So many people who prefer, who are tired after a hectic week in the office, need their homely comfort. So such people can easily shop with the convenience of their homes. They can easily order from the websites or the e-tailing sites. The e-commerce software that also traces the customer's activities on the net enables the e-retailers to gain valuable insights into their consumer shopping behavior. So this is very important because there are many applications which actually call out important information and data which the customer, supplies over the internet. Also, as mentioned here, the kind of activities that the customer does, so the habits and behavioral aspects of the customers are also captured by intelligent softwares. The e-retail channels transcend all barriers of time and space. So this is extremely important. We have discussed this many times, so we'll move ahead. E-commerce channels are definitely efficient, and retailers do not have to pay a heavy price for brick-and-mortar shops in costly shopping malls. Let us now look at the effects of point-of-sale implementation. For the majority of enterprise retail organizations, large capital projects such as point-of-sale terminal replacement have been delayed for many years due to fiscal constraints. So the benefits of installing the newest point-of-sale technology are manifold. We have in fact discussed this point before. So many companies, although they understand, or retail outlets, they understand the benefits, yet they are limited due to financial constraints. But with the increasing age and obsolescence of these POS infrastructures, enterprise retailers are now stepping up to take on this daunting challenge. So people have now realized that the systems have become legacy, they are not the right ones. So therefore, they need to bring in updates and changes. Enterprise retailers are seeking ways to ensure that the updated technical infrastructures they implement will have greater longevity and provide a platform for growth. So there are certain identifiable benefits, or you can say critical benefits, which are available to people who make these particular updates. Especially as new and emerging technologies such as next generation mobile devices and radio frequency identification become prevalent. So there are a lot of technologies which help the retailers extend the customization towards the customers. So in this case, they are actually able to help customers with the help of these new technologies. The smarter retailing architecture is an architecture which actually helps the retail outlets, and this is based on a more mature and stable technology that has been used in production enterprise retail solutions for quite some time. A pioneer in this particular field is Microsoft. So as Microsoft works with its research and development organization, as well as with industry groups and standards bodies to define new solutions for the retail industry, the smarter retailing architecture will be the technology infrastructure that supports new innovations. So this particular innovative architecture has been designed keeping in mind the requirements of the retail organizations. This type of architecture is a solid platform for growth that allows the enterprise retailer to leverage its existing investments in skills and technology while establishing a foundation for adopting new innovations as they become available. So any existing applications will be flexibly accommodated or adjusted against the new ones. With this architecture, the retail organizations will not only have a robust infrastructure to build on, but also Microsoft's technology leadership to help them mitigate the risks of technology obsolescence in the long run. So as said, this architecture being extremely customizable and flexible will have the capability of adopting to newer advancements with the help of Microsoft's technology leadership. Now let us take a look at the key features of information communication technologies. So ICT or information communication technologies are key to the growth and advancements of software applications or the information technology applications used in the retail sector. Science and technology has always influenced modes, practices, and procedures of business and trade. The implication of e-commerce encompasses various important issues like economic, legislative, technological, and social. Electronic commerce is expanding as a means to doing business at a very rapid rate and is also showing every sign of continuing to expand. So this is extremely important to understand. In fact, e-commerce we have discussed in a previous few slides. No single force embodies over electronic transformation more than the internet. So it is extremely important that the presence of any industry is felt over the internet, is propagated over the internet. So the retail organizations are no different. The e-commerce also involves using all-round electronic methods and procedures to conduct business activities to achieve the organizational goal. Electronic commerce provides new opportunities for all overseas firms to access India's domestic market and vice versa. Because of e-commerce, the world stands at the threshold of a new revolution. In India, e-commerce is just the beginning, but its advantages are going to be realized soon. The IT sector is growing at an annual rate of 30% across the board. There is no denying that the fact that by facilitating the integration of Indian economy and society with the rest of the world, electronic commerce will encourage a broader and a more global outlook. So today, many people have inhibitions towards certain elements or aspects of e-commerce. Probably with the spread of more knowledge about this, this particular inhibition or constraints will also move away. Now let's take a look at the trends in information communication technologies, the most important being e-commerce and the internet, as we've seen. So online retailing is undergoing tremendous changes as customers are turning to the internet to perform various activities such as shopping, making reservations, booking trips, etc. As customers continue to migrate online, their preferences and behaviors are evolving at a rapid pace. As a result, it is essential for online retailers to adopt new techniques and strategies to efficiently engage online customers and convert them from shoppers to purchasers. So newer pricing strategies, newer promotional messages, flexibilities and discounts would all help the prospects to become shoppers. Some of the current trends that are being witnessed in online retailing are the tech-savvy generation, getting direct delivery at home, and the fact that the internet is never closed. Now let us take a look at the challenges in the ICT or information communication technologies. E-commerce in most mature markets, such as the U.S., work because of certain efficiencies in payment and delivery mechanisms which are missing or underdeveloped in India. So this is one of the basic elements. In fact, we've discussed some part of this in a previous slide. The first challenge for e-commerce retailers in India is collecting payment. In India, people are reluctant to pay online through the credit cards, partly because of some of the security issues, partly because they are not used to such kind of payments. The second challenge is dealing with actual logistics and delivery of goods ordered online. So the underlying network is the supply chain, the delivery which actually happens from the warehouses to the homes of people. Other factors that are making it harder for e-commerce companies to survive include razor-thin gross margins due to deep discounts and intense price competition. What this ideally means is that for companies to survive, they must provide a huge amount of discount. So companies, there are many companies in India, like you've got a Jabong, you've got an eBay, you've got a Bazi, you've got Myntra.com, and so on. So there is at least more than a dozen online companies. So for such companies, the competition is extremely stiff. So if they want to survive, they need to survive by providing deep discounts, discounts of the tune of 25%, 30%. So these actually help in increasing the revenues or sales, but decrease the profits. So this is another extreme challenge in ICT. Now let us take a look at the barriers and drivers in ICT. First, let's take a look at the multiple drivers. Increasing broadband internet and 3G penetration is one of the important drivers. So gone are the days when you had to actually wait for streaming information to reach you. Now with the advent of the broadband and the 3G spectrum, data travels much faster and huge amounts of data can be accessed instantly. So products, displays which have large picture size picture files or video demonstrations of products are now becoming a reality. Rising standards of living and a burgeoning upwardly mobile middle class with high disposable income. So this is another driver. Wherein people are educated, people know the right use of the internet and the computers, people who actually use secure channels to purchase things, people who are who are poor in terms of time, that is, they have a scarcity or a paucity of time. So such people have become drivers for the growth of e-commerce. Also, availability of much wider product range compared to what is available at the brick and mortar retailers. Busy lifestyles, urban traffic congestion, and lack of time for physical shopping. This, in fact, is the most discussed point that we've been discussing in many slides. Also, lower prices compared to brick and mortar retail, driven by disintermediation. That means a removal of the intermediaries, such as any sales agents, any wholesalers, any retailers, and so on, and reduced inventory and real estate costs. So for example, if you want to open a brick and mortar store in Dadar, in a prime area, it would cost you a lot to create a showroom, to pay the rent or to buy it, to add items, display items, to work on the interiors. For a website, it's much simpler. You don't have to pay the rent. You have to pay a simple, a small fee to keep the website running. You just have to create virtual displays of the products. So there's no monthly rent. There's not much, many things there. It's all there in the warehouse. So if people select and put it in the shopping cart, your distributing person just ships it from the warehouse to the person. So a lot of reduction in the costs associated with inventory and real estate. Now let us discuss the ICT impact on value-added growth. Value-added services are designed to disseminate through mobile channel five voice messages of current importance to farmers in local languages every day free of cost. The broad areas covered are recommendation on best agricultural practices, nutrient management, animal husbandry, problems and possible solutions for specific location, information on the various mandis or markets, weather and climate, and several other areas. So in this manner, we've completed this particular chapter. We have had an introductory look at the various technological solutions present for the current retail industry. We've seen many elements, such as the benefits of technology to retail. We've also seen the e-tailing aspect or e-commerce aspect. We've also discussed in detail the information communication technologies. Thank you.